Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, the 8-lane highway of free speech. Sometimes free speech hits a traffic jam and it doesn't go. But I'm able to get around it on the shoulder. You'll see. I do want to do it. No. Go to publicbroadcasting.org. Click on the donate button. Stand at needed fundage. Follow the also, the app and the certified app. And you want to make that trip next to your munching, to your foreign farms, the autobahn. Non-kosher certified. Because, you know, nobody wants kosher certified trail. What's the point? Okay, so today we have, this is a multitasking that video. So, Gilbert is doing something, and I hear some machinery. What's going on, Phil?
Oh, howdy. Thanks for having me. Yeah, just doing some blue collar glory work here.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
To be specific. I'm hands-free, though. Don't worry. I'm hands-free.
Okay. All right. Well, so we're in our various vehicles. I am leaving Washington, D.C., where I attended Stop the Mandates rally.
Well, I'm very interested to hear how that went today.
Okay. Well, it wasn't a huge crowd. I mean, certainly it was way, way smaller than the January 6th. It was way, way smaller than a lot of events. But it was a reasonably cold day, and enough people came out that it was respectable. So 1,000, could it have been more than 10,000? It could have been. I'm not sure. But it was reasonable. And you had some speakers who have a certain amount of traction even in the mainstream. So amongst the speakers was Robert Malone, who I guess is an inventor or a patent holder in some RNA technology, mRNA technology.
And yes. He's off,
yeah. He can be described as sometimes the inventor of RNA, mRNA technology. He was a speaker. This Peter McCullough, who I really wasn't paying attention when he was talking, so I can't evaluate him very much, but he was a speaker. You had this, what's that, Bell Tree? Is that his name? But he's the host of the anti-vax program, High Wire. And maybe, I don't know, is the High Wire, is it like, does it focus mainly on vaccinations or does it do a lot of other stuff? I'm not quite sure.
Did they play a song?
Excuse me?
Did they play a song?
Did they kill a sow? Like for
No. Did they play a song or a cover song or a vaccination song?
Oh, was there a vaccination stall there? No.
No. I was stalled. Did they play a song?
Are they on our side? We're having a little bit of difficulty here, but it's kind of funny. All right. Well. I'll just keep talking a little bit until you're in a slightly better position to talk. So, the most interesting speaker was Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and I'll get to him. But there were a lot of speakers, and a lot of them, the focus was pretty much, stayed focused pretty much on the biology, on the medicine, on the vaccines in particular. And there wasn't talk and speakers who were trying to say that the virus, this virus doesn't exist or other viruses don't exist. So they weren't going there. But okay. One of the things I do when I go to these events is I usually will take pretty much any pamphlet or literature that people stick in my hands so I can, you know, evaluate it. I like to know who's involved. I like to know who attends. And I did get one piece of literature about an upcoming event in Nashville, Tennessee in March that has, I guess, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. maybe the main person, but there's this Dr. Judy Mikovits or whatever her name is.
Yes, Judy Mikovic.
Yeah, Judy Mikovic. And she was also like one of the main speakers listed on this. And so, and she is, you know, somebody who had a very mainstream career. Educated at University of Virginia, I guess PhD in a relevant field, worked in the industry for 40 years.
I think she helped isolate the AIDS virus.
Right. And on the show, a show which I don't know which show I'm going to broadcast first, but I recorded a show this yesterday with Liam Repsil, where we were discussing what became a debate between Andrew Kaufman and Judy Mikovic, Mikovic, whatever her name is, where honestly Andrew Kaufman just looked kind of rude and word game playing and not at all up to Judy Mikovic's whatever her name is, her you know, her knowledge of the relevant field. But at any rate, so, and of course, Judy, she says she isolated, or her team isolated the AIDS virus, the HIV virus, but agreed that the, she doesn't think the COVID virus has been isolated, but whatever. At any rate, the other speakers, though, you had a lot of speakers, you had some religious speakers. You know, it's funny, because they had a guy from the Nation of Islam, a young black guy, and he was dressed in his white shirt and red bow tie, and there was a bunch of well-dressed, snappy-looking black guys in red bow ties along with him. And, you know, and he was referencing the Honorable Minister of Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And then right after him, I know, right after him, you had an Orthodox
Okay, we're interrupting this show. I, you know, we were doing that in our respective vehicles, and in Philbert's case, driving a forklift. And I think it was actually really funny. We said a lot of smart things. The conversation went on for a while, but honestly, the audio could have been just a little bit better. So we're bailing out from that, and we're going to give you gangster rap for white people. Thank you to Andrew Anglin for translating from the original Ebonics. And I hope all of you totally not racist Republicans out there listen to this so that you understand what you're fighting for. Okay, you got to understand what you're fighting for. Okay, without further ado,
I'm starting to wonder if I'm becoming too deeply involved in criminal activity. I carry two Glocks, one for each side of my groin. The first person who irritates me will get shot. You can send your toughest gang members against me, and I will murder him. I only shoot people in the head. It makes it easier for the doctors doing the autopsy. Is this person trying to irritate me or not? He'd better try to hide in a crowd. I'm firing so many bullets, he can't avoid getting hit.
There are prostitutes in my home. I have a Glock in my pocket. There is a kilo of cocaine on my dresser. We are synthesizing it into crack cocaine. I'm very relaxed because I always have a lot of drugs to sell. Drug addicts were living in my house, so I evicted them.
I turned my crack house into a brothel. Bring your prostitutes over to my house and tell them to jiggle their buttocks. I like women who have pierced nipples. She will say she got these nipples pierced, and I will ask to feel them. I have two cases pending in court, but I still continue to commit murder. I'm doing very well, but I have always been a murderer, and I will continue to commit murder.
I had a psych evaluation. I brought an insane murderer with me. You should not irritate him. I will put a Glock in your face, like I'm taking your temperature. I don't have time to deal with unsuccessful people. I remove unsuccessful people from my circles. God knows that I am very sinful. I have had so much money, there is too much to be stored in the bank. I use very descriptive language. I could write you a check, but I will keep my money instead. You won't get my money from me until you murder someone. If you can't find the guy I want murdered, then murder one of his friends. Do a drive-by shooting on him.
People want to come over to my house. I used to be very poor, but I became very rich. How do you feel about the fact that I murdered your friend? I am wealthy, and instead of doing a drive-by shooting, I will get out of the car and shoot a man while wearing luxury Italian flip-flops. I have a talented member of my gang who is good at shooting people. I joke around with him to make sure he doesn't take himself too seriously. I am a powerful person. I am a drug dealer. I will confront you. Why would you say you will assist my drive-by shooting when you are not in the car with me? I'm not high on codeine cough syrup right now, but I'm thinking of drinking some. I met a woman earlier today. Later tonight, we will have sexual intercourse. She wants me to buy her a Hermes handbag and other luxury items. She is very bold. One of the diamonds in my watch is worth more than your car.
I'm a professional businessman, and I wear very nice clothing. It sounded like I defecated in my pants when I spun out in my Lamborghini. I am able to behave normally around white people. I have a bag with $200,000 cash in it. Seriously, I'm a very serious criminal. I actually feel like my rap career is on the same trajectory as Lil Wayne's. I have a lot of money. It's not a problem for me. I forced them to close down a luxury mall in Miami so I can shop alone with my daughter. Poor people have to start GoFundMes. I have diamond watches and luxury sunglasses.
I say whatever is on my mind. I have twin prostitutes in my room.
And we are back. Okay, so let's look back at that song. I mean, these songs that we've done, this is the third one. I was calling this gangster rap for white people, but I might just call it rap for Republicans because, you know, Republicans, they want to say that Democrats are the real racists. And I was saying for a while that that Republicans are the real Democrats, but maybe Republicans are the real black gangster rappers. I'm not sure. What do you think?
I'm open-minded. I'm down with the trends.
Yeah.
It's the current year.
This last one, though, compared to the first two, wasn't it like the most, it was the most focused on murder, wasn't it?
Yeah, brutal.
So we had, the civil rights movement, and the civil rights movement did a bunch of things. It did a bunch of things. So one thing it did was it integrated large chunks of society, right? So it integrated public schools in particular, because it's all for the children, right? And, you know, just locking white kids into classrooms and schools with black kids for 6.5 hours a day, 5 days a week, 10 and a half months a year, whatever it is, 10 months a year. It's for the children.
Right. Well, it is. I mean, if you think about it, they're right. It's for the children. It's to indoctrinate the children. So, I mean, in the same sense, if you listen to the media and they say, like, what white people are the biggest threat to our democracy. I agree with them. White people are the biggest threat to their power structure. Maybe not what we would define as a democracy. However,
as Pound would define as a democracy, because he defines a democracy as a country ruled by Jews.
Right. You got my point. Yeah, you got me exactly. You got it. So in that sense, I would agree that we are a threat to their democracy. So be it. Proud of it too.
Yeah, we're a threat to our democracy.
And if you start reading the media's lines, or between the lines rather, when you listen to media reports and stuff, you can see how well they are truthful. Like, because they want to project a certain thing. And if you can read in between that, you can pick up exactly what they're saying. That's one example, I think.
Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things it did, is it integrated the schools. It also, what else did it do? One of the other things it did was it set up this entire edifice of you know, officially sanctioned black victimization culture. Right. Well, I mean, okay. You also had all the affirmative action and everything, all sorts of things. But you know, one of the most insidious harm that's come out of it is this elevation of Martin Luther King to sainthood, the civil rights movement to, you know, the founding event of our democracy, of our country. And it's given blacks a sense of victimhood and entitlement, which doesn't mix very well with violent tendencies and you know, lack of respect for property and whatnot.
Right. It doesn't mesh well with the truth, and that is the truth that everybody knows. They don't want to live around, you know, blacks en masse in large number because of that reason. They're you know, uneducated and violent. They're high testosterone, low impulse control.
Well, what about white people, white liberals who read the New York Times? Don't they want to live around
them? Exactly, yeah, right, good point. Yeah, I was just going to mention that the New York Times has, if you go to their YouTube channel, they've done, of all news segments, or, I mean, of all news agencies, you know, around the world, the highly Jewish, or the New York Times, that Dr. Dukas correctly pointed out many times, they've come out with this report that points this out, that in places like Palo Alto, California, highly liberal, that whenever something comes up to vote in low or high density housing, you know, affordable housing, they call it. So Section 8 and 9, you know, when you bring in the minorities and the low incomes, you know, they vote that down every time. And the New York Times did a video report showing such, which is true. So, but they won't point out the truth. They won't point out the truth that truth is that they do that because everybody knows that you don't want to live around a whole bunch of people that brings the violence into your neighborhood and lowers the property values, when that's what blacks do in large numbers.
But you would think that after everything that happened in the Summer of Love and in 2020, that after all of the rioting and the looting, that whites would finally get over this whole idea that blacks are violent and engage in violence and thievery.
Yeah,
how much more looting and violence do they have to do?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, will be honest with themselves. But like that's one of the main problems. I mean, I for sure don't have the answers. Nobody's honest. Like, nobody's honest with themselves. You know, everybody knows these self-evident truths, you know, in every day-to-day life. You know, that's why women, you know, clench your purse a little extra tighter, you know, when a black person is behind you in line, maybe, and little things like that, you know, or, you know, you may run a yellow light when you wouldn't have stopped because there's a black homeless person on the corner of the street, you know, things like that. People know why they instinctually have these thoughts and actions, but nobody's able to be frank about it, especially verbally or openly, you know.
Yeah. And so, I mean, here we are, to the extent that if we need to make any kind of defense of white people, we've got to outsource it to Candace Owens or some other, preferably black.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Yeah, it's, so, I mean, here we are. To the extent that if we need to make any kind of defense of white people, we've got to outsource it to Candace Owens or some other, preferably black or perhaps brown person to do it, because we can't do it for ourselves. But even to just voice any kind of opinion, if we don't have other blacks that we can bring on to echo what we're saying, then it has no validity.
Yeah,
is there any future for us?
Yeah, for sure there is. Sure there is.
Okay.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, I mean, I hate to say it. It's not going to. I mean, in my opinion, you know, this is where we get to an opinion, but. I mean, it's not going to be a good future for everybody. Future is what you make it, you know, and a lot of how you make your life depends on your own attitude as well.
Mm-hmm. So the future is what you make it. It sounds almost like Kim Il-sung. And Kim Il-sung was the founder of North Korea and the founder of the Kim dynasty, the grandfather of Kim Jong-un. And he is the inventor of the great idea of Juche. Which, as far as I've looked into it, it's probably there's not really a whole bunch there. But one thing was, he said that the people are the masters of their own destiny. And, I always just thought, well, that's almost a truism. But having been exposed to a lot of the kind of hyper-conspiratorial views on the world that a lot of, say, listeners to IBN or RBN have,
you know, it seems that a lot of people are of this opinion that there is a, you know, a secret shadowy group that controls everything. They control all human events. They control natural phenomenon. They control the weather. And I wonder, well, okay, then what the hell am I doing? I'd rather just spend my remaining years doing something that's fun.
That sounds identical to religion.
Well, I mean, I guess isn't that kind of, I don't know a whole bunch about religion, and we don't have to get into it, but I think that's kind of a Calvinist view, right?
Right.
That you are doomed. You are doomed to your fate, whatever it is, and there's nothing you can do about it. But, like, maybe if you try hard, maybe you will be able to find that you're going to go to heaven instead of hell. But it's all preordained. There's nothing really you can do about it, but you should try anyway. I don't know exactly how that whole thing works.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's some kind of weird, like transverse dichotomy we got going on here with that cognitive dissonance type of thinking. You know.
Well, you know, this is kind of related. I was talking to a college friend of mine 20 years ago or so. We're talking about kids and whatnot. And she was saying, because she was in Alcoholics Anonymous. And she had a drinking problem, and then she went into AA. And she was saying, in her opinion, it makes absolutely no sense to try to keep your children from drinking. Because if they're alcoholic, they're going to be alcoholic. They're going to drink, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. Right? All you can do is just let them get alcoholic, and then at some point, maybe they'll join AA.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Well, there's truth to that, I reckon.
Well, no, I mean, the thing is, if you can have all the alcoholic genes you want, but if you never drink, you're not going to have a problem with alcohol.
Yeah, but if you intentionally try to keep something away from somebody, they're going to, you know, the curiosity is going to be amplified, is all I mean.
Oh, well, that's the way I think. I mean, I thought what she said made no sense, but maybe it makes sense to some people. Whatever. I don't know. I don't know anymore. What I do know is that
Have you brought a hammer?
Like, really close to the abyss.
Who is?
Excuse me. We are. We're just close to the abyss on so many fronts. Oh, here's something. Here's something. So when I was last weekend, when I was in D.C. at the this event, and I'm talking to various normies, and at one point, I guess the first group of normies one group of normies I was talking to is a couple of older women, and one of them had a hat. It looked like a MAGA hat, but it actually said something like, "It's just a dumb hat." That was kind of funny. But at any rate, we were talking about her hat and talking about things, and then this is as we were walking by the State Department, and I just said something like, "Yeah, that's the State Department. Those are the people who are trying to get us into war with Russia." And the one woman said something, you know, something about Putin, and then the other woman with the funny hat, she said, "Oh no, Putin's on our side," meaning we are the side of the American people, right?
Yeah.
And so then we did a high five or a fist bump or whatever, and I said, "Yeah, Putin's awesome," and she said, "He is." And then I started talking about Alexander Lukashenko, and so there are people out there who, you know, even normie conservative boomers, who are seeing through some of this stuff. Now, then I got into the subway, and I was talking to this other group, a few people, and at some point we started talking about China. I guess, you know, I didn't say I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews, but I did say I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than the crew that's ruling us now. Yeah. And you know, one of the guys said, "Yeah," but the lady was like, I don't know, I don't like that social credit system.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I did say I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than the crew that's ruling us now.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the guys said, yeah, but the lady was like, I don't know. I don't like that social credit system. And I said, well, okay, I don't want a social credit system either, but I'd rather have a social credit system that would give me points for taking my grandma to the park than a social credit system that's going to require me to do you know, racial sensitivity training, right? And you know, yeah. the other guy was saying, yeah, that's right. Well, then there was this Chinese guy. I guess he had enough of an accent that I don't think he was born in America. He was a young man, and he said, somebody gave me this, and he hands me this little flyer, and I said, oh, well, that was Falun Gong. They gave it to you. You know, it's saying all the CCP virus, all this CCP stuff. And I said, yeah, that's I don't know if he really knew who the Falun Gong was, but I just said, it's this weird sect that's, you know, it's got connections with the CIA and it's trying to overthrow the Chinese government. And the thing is, I don't need to go too much into it, but there were some normies. There are normies out there who are just not buying either anti-Russia or anti-China stuff. And that's a little bit heartening. When I was there in December 2020 for one of the Stop the Steal rallies, I remember this group making a speech in front of the Supreme Court, and the speaker was saying that it was the Chinese communists that stole the election from Donald Trump. And there's a bunch of boomers around him clapping. And I just yelled out some anti-boomer epithets, which endeared me to the Groypers who were in my vicinity. And I spent the rest of the day with the Groypers as a base boomer honorary Groyper.
There you go.
There you go. It can happen.
So. You can do it. It happened to you. So have you bought a ham radio yet?
No.
Okay.
But,
well, that's all right.
I got a short wave. Let's get into that stuff.
Sure.
So what does somebody need for the ham radio?
I would.
And what's it going to be good for?
Well, number one, you need a license to talk, but you don't need one to listen. So you could buy a cheap handheld for about $30-$35 on Amazon. It's called a Baofeng, Baofeng, a Baofeng. Well, they're just cheap Chinese-made radios. And when I say cheap, I just mean like they work. I've never had a problem with. I have two of them. Cheap meaning inexpensive. You know, it doesn't have a whole lot of features. It doesn't mean that it's not going to work. And what you'll be able to do with that is, say if it's an emergency, grid down, life death situation, you'll be able to scan the airwaves, perhaps find somebody to ask for help. You know, if you're hiking, and this is if you don't have a license, you know, you could be able to do that. I wouldn't recommend using it without a license, but you know, if it's life or death, what are you going to do? Anyway, and if you don't have a license, if you're not in life and death, I mean, you can use it just for to talk to people around the globe if you have a powerful enough radio. But anyway, that's getting into the advanced stuff with it.
Okay, I mean, maybe this is esoteric, but what do you think? There's anybody, say, in Australia or other places who are trying to get around internet censorship and are doing ham broadcasts? Or, do you think there's anything like that out there? And is there a potential for trying to get around? Because the thing with the internet is, I guess things can be shut down really, really easily. And ham radio, it's not that it's secret. It's not that it's encrypted. But
no, it's not.
If you fire the thing up, then people in the correct range are going to be able to tune into you.
Yeah.
It's not as if you couldn't be eventually pinpointed.
Yeah, so you can be pinpointed. You can be triangulated through basically amplification. They can determine your power signal. You know, for instance, the closer they get to your signal, the more powerful it'll sound if you keep transmitting. Say you're having a conversation back and forth. Well, somebody can pinpoint you that way. It doesn't. I'm just saying it's hypothetically it can happen. I don't know if that does happen rarely. Maybe if you're a wanted felon, you know, that, you know, has obviously probably needs to be caught by law enforcement. But anyway, you get my point. As far as the internet versus ham radio, I will say this. Being into IT myself, there are things you can do online to where you can still have censorship-free internet. You just have to know where to go. You may not have as large an audience per se, but there's still places to host content censorship-free online. Now, with ham, there are certain things you're not legally like allowed to talk about. Like you're not allowed to whistle, for instance. I know that's weird, but you're not allowed to whistle. There's no music. Like you can't have background music going on. And you're not allowed to talk politics, believe it or not. So there's not going to be a whole lot of debating and you know, free-form thinking on the ham radio. Most of the things people talk about on there is the type of technical equipment they're using and how far it reaches, you know, the range of it and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Is broadcast radio, ham, CB, or even AM or shortwave, does it really have potentially in future scenarios? Is it something that a technology that might bail us out somehow?
I think so. Yeah, it definitely holds. Well, it's significant. It's a significant way to communicate, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, it works whether you have a license or not. You know, I'm not going to sit here and try and encourage people to break the law, but I'm just saying, you know, if the government is, you know, let's say hypothetically, if the government's at war with Russia, you know, on a nuclear exchange, they're not going to be worried about finding somebody using a ham radio. So, I mean, in a situation like that, yeah.
Here's another question. As they build this infrastructure, what Robert F. Kennedy called the mechanism of dictatorial control, or what I call the infrastructure of a totalitarian police state, as they build this, and, you know, it's centered around censoring us, but also monitoring us using the internet, and of course 5G. I don't think 5G causes the deadly coronavirus, but I think 5G, there's enormous potential.
Excuse me.
Enormous potential for monitoring us.
It does, and yes.
As they have all this high tech monitoring of us, is there a possibility that something like ham radio just gets forgotten about, and it's like a potential backdoor that could be used in a crunch?
That's possible. Yes, I don't think that'll happen. It does seem like it's kind of a dying art. That's another reason why I'm trying to at least talk about it and get people to be half interested in it. You don't have to spend a lot of time getting a license. And in fact, a good ham radio is going to be cheaper than, say, a pack of those bubble radios, the bubble pack radios you get at Walmart or, say, your local electronics store, your Best Buy, or, those cheap radios that you can buy a two-pack of them, say, for about $60 or so. Well, you can get one radio for about $30, $35, right? And those are more powerful. They're going to – the ham radio, it'll be on the FM frequency, UHF and VHF. So those will – and that's the FM frequency. Those will last way better than those little bubble pack radios. Just look into doing that if you're interested. I think it's not a bad idea at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, I've noticed – that when I was a kid, we all learned how to write in cursive. And now nobody can, like younger kids, not only can they not write in cursive, they can't even read cursive.
Yeah, how are they supposed to do a signature, sign a paper?
Well, a lot of people just don't even use cursive for a signature. But, you know, if you're to go back and let's just say you want to look at, excuse the background noise, you want to look at census records. If you've ever done research on Ancestry.com or whatever, you find all these records, and any records from, say, before, I don't know, 1930 or something? Well, maybe they started getting typed in the early 1900s, but anything from the 1800s is all written in cursive. And, we're losing the ability to read that.
Yeah, people actually had penmanship. Nobody has
penmanship. Yeah, nobody has penmanship. And then increasingly, even bad penmanship is going to be, are people even going to be able to write with pencil? Maybe, I guess they'll continue. But the thing is, writing script with a pencil, with script, one letter at a time, is much slower than cursive. People who write cursive can write twice as fast. Does it really matter? Because these people can write fast with their thumbs on their smartphones. But, of course, what they're doing on their smartphones is monitored.
It is, right. Yes.
Okay, here's something. So, now let's jump from low technology to high technology. We still have a bit of time left. So you're familiar with Photoshop. You're familiar with, obviously, you're familiar with sound editing.
Yes.
And now, of course, there's for video, you've got the deep fakes, right?
Yes.
And you can make it look as if Vladimir Putin is saying things. You can make a video of Vladimir Putin or anybody else, and it looks like they're saying things. And I have seen exhibitions of this type of deep fake thing done with a Disney character in real time. So it's not as if the video has to, you have to hit a button and you've got the script in there and then the video gets rendered or whatever. No, in real time, you've got somebody in another room and they are speaking, answering questions in real time. And then the Disney character on the screen, their lips are moving, their expressions are matching the words that are being said in real time. Here's the question. So, it used to be, pictures don't lie, right? Pictures don't lie. Well, of course, pictures can lie. You can, even before Photoshop, you could literally cut and paste and airbrush and stuff like that. And how close are we to the point where even video evidence of something can just no longer be trusted?
I'd say we're pretty much already there.
Mm-hmm.
And
Okay. No, I was going to say, okay, so we're at the point where very good deep fakes can be done.
Yes.
Are we at the point where they're common?
Right. That's what I was going to say. The not very. And we still are to the point where it may be somewhat obvious, right? Like the audio will be off a tad. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if they're that good, then we wouldn't know. And so would we even know to question it?
If we right. And of course, I mean, we live in an age of hoaxes, right? And yeah. You think of a few years ago, a very, very crude hoax where you had some kids, maybe a couple of families in a waiting room in a Syrian medical center. And then all of a sudden, these guys in white helmets come in and start with a hose and they start shooting water in all the kids' faces. And then that was the evidence. That was the prima facie evidence of Bashar al-Assad using chemical weapons on children, right?
Right, the white helmets. I remember that.
The white helmets. And so, you know, even things don't have to be... And that, I'm not saying was deep faked or anything, but it was, I'm sure it was at least partly staged. The kids might not have known what was going on. I think that the story I heard was the kids were there because, you know, regular bombs, there had been a ceiling collapsed or something. And so they had dust in their face because, you know, when like ceilings collapse, you get a lot of dust, right? And they were there and that's why they had dust in their face. But we're in an age of hoaxes and we're also on the brink of war right now with Ukraine.
So,
sorry, I slipped.
The white helmets is actually started by a former British MI6 or either MI6 or MI5 agent. I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and this is one of the issues that I'm struggling with because we have people, a lot of people in our movement. The thing is, when you realize that we've been lied to about the stuff we're talking about, we've been lied to about blacks being angelic and whites being evil, Jews being eternal victims, and it's just totally a coincidence that any Jew that you might mention in a powerful position just happens to be Jewish. We've been lied to about so many things, and there are people who are prepared to believe anything is a lie, that gravity is a lie, that viruses are a lie, that the earth being round is a lie. There are people have gotten to that point where they are willing to believe or not believe anything, and it's kind of like a giant Truman Show.
Yep.
When you really do develop the means of faking anything, you know, creating video experiences. What's next? I mean, are they going to be able to create some sort of what is it when the games where you put on those visual realities or whatever it's called?
Yeah, virtual reality.
Virtual realities. I mean, we're just getting to the point where almost anything can be faked. Any experience can be faked. What's this going to do to us psychologically?
Well, I think, I mean, we've been in a situation like that for quite a while now, where we've had the media do nothing but lie, you know, constantly. It's very seldom do they tell the truth. People know that now, you know. Again, that's one of the reasons why I think there was such hatred for President Trump, is because he was better at that than they were.
Mm-hmm.
He beat them at their own game.
So we're starting to run out of time, but I'm going to go back to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his speech. And, I don't know if he listens to this show or we just think alike, but it wasn't just that he said that, they're putting in place the mechanisms of dictatorial control. It wasn't just that. Another thing that he said that echoes me, and I'll raise my hand and say, look at me. Another thing was, you know, I've got this idea of like the point of no return. And he would like where, because there's so much technology that is available now, the ability to monitor and censor effectively is much greater than it ever was before. And he was making the point, and he's been slammed for it. But he was saying, even Anne Frank could hide. She could hide. Even so and so could run away. There will be no place for us to hide and no place for us to run away because of the technology. And of course, you know, this is I think this is the difference, because people can say, oh, well, you know, communism fell in Eastern Europe and Russia, and, you know, we can always get out of it. And I'm saying, hold on, things are different. So why don't you pontificate on that a little bit before we wrap up the show?
Okay. Well, thanks for having me again, I guess. And, well, we're going to be here. There, as far as the technology goes, that's one reason why you are correct with the spying. They're going to be able to spy on us. I mean, that's already here. That's one reason why I got into technology, and it's an ever-growing field, you know, so you can always find employment in that, too, so which is what I'm doing. So that's just me personally, but there are certain things you can do to obfuscate some of the spying. That's a whole different subject. Maybe we could talk about more in depth, but I guess in short, the NSA will be able to pick up anything if they want to at the end of the day, legally or not.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
That's a whole different subject. Maybe we could talk about more in depth. But I guess in short, the NSA will be able to pick up anything if they want to at the end of the day, legally or not. So,
but we do have numbers still on our side.
We do. When you get 10 million people that, you know, have an idea and keep it and then act on that, then they can't stop you. They can't stop a movement and an idea.
With this corona apocalypse, do you think, okay, so you've got there's two things I want to ask. One is, do you think that people, there's so many people who have invested 2 years into, you know, wearing masks and taking all of these, you know, the vaccines, doing a lot of stuff, and maybe they're going to, they're facing long-term health issues. Maybe, you know, so on the one hand, they're very invested in it, and it's hard for people to admit they've been wrong. But do you think, like, the most likely way that people can accept that they've been wrong is if they can really, really blame the people who made the decisions, meaning that the people like Fauci and Biden and the rulers, the people who are pushing all of this, really have to have heads roll. I don't mean like death sentences, but I just mean complete humiliation and in many cases imprisonment. Are we getting to the point where that's the only way out?
It depends on which we have different definitions of like the way out means.
Yeah. Okay. Let me rephrase that. Is having really harsh accountability on the decision makers the only way that lots and lots of people who have been going along with this for 2 years can change their view and accept that it was all horribly wrong?
So if you're talking about like en masse, like people across the board, yeah, I would say that's probably one of the only ways would be to hang them at the stake. Or I mean, I'm sorry, not hang them at the stake. Maybe you take a tall oak tree, burn them at the stake.
Here's the follow-up.
Hang him at the stake. What am I thinking?
Well, okay. Here's the follow-up. The follow-up is that all of these parents who have, you know, you go to the store and sometimes you see these parents who are scolding their children for bringing, letting the mask down, right? And, you know, I know that I faced a little bit of grief just making my kid wear a bike helmet for a while that he kind of didn't like that. But the idea of, you know, all day at school and then after school when they're with kids and going to stores and always wear the mask. And what about the teenagers or even young kids who wind up getting the vaccine at the demand of the parent, the parent makes a decision and then they start facing health consequences. Oh, we have like a whole generation of really resentful children resenting their parents.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll happen.
What's that going to do to society?
Well, it'll probably do something similar that would happen to a bunch of kids that, you know, got exposed to pornography at a young age. You know, it's going to hurt them psychologically. Probably they're going to draw inwards, I would think. I mean, I'm not a psychiatrist, but I am into psychology a little bit. And a thing I like to do is read body language. But as far as that goes, I think... Yeah, people would draw inwards more. They're not going to be as outgoing. They may not get married, you know, may not have families even more. So I would think that would probably be the immediate outcome of that.
Okay, well, that sounds like a giant disaster. All right, well, thank you so much for joining me, Filbert.
Thanks for having me once again, sir. I appreciate it.
And I'll be back again next time with another exciting episode of National Legal Radio.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.